There was a mikveh in Guildford Crescent Baths, as I remember, but the main mikveh was built in the late 1950s for the Commonwealth Games, when you had the Empire Pool in Cardiff, and they built a mikveh in the Empire Pool, which was used very infrequently, and by really only the ultra-religious, and there were very few women using it. And then they came to build the Millennium Stadium. So when they built the Millennium Stadium, they had to knock down the Empire Pool. And when they knocked down the Empire Pool, they knocked down the mikveh. So then we had a problem that rabbis who were married didn't want to come here because there was no mikveh for their wives to go to after they'd menstruated. So the rabbis we gave them time off, and the wives used to go to Birmingham. But Rabbi Ives came, and he said, he'll only come if I can give him a declaration that I'll have a mikveh within 2 or 3 years. So then we're almost got to final negotiations in building the new synagogue, and I thought, well, we'll hang on until we build the new synagogue with a mikveh. But Rabbi Ishno wanted this mikveh before. So he came to me and said, look, he said, I've made inquiries, and you can build a mikveh in the synagogue. It would be in the ladies' cloakroom. And I said, how are we going to do that? He said, yes. He said, I've seen it. I've had a mikveh dayan, who's a senior rabbi, come, and it's all right. And he said, it will cost £15,000. So I said, well, I can't authorise £15,000. That's out of the question. So he said, don't have to authorise £15,000. He said, I've been to the builder and told him that because he's so slow in getting planning permission and everything, we got this problem with the mikveh. And he has agreed to deduct £5,000 off the building of a mikveh in Pennyland Synagogue. He said, I have gone to a friend in London who has agreed to give £5,000 so the women can have a mikveh in Cardiff. He said, you will have to give £5,000. So I thought that was more like it. So I organised a £5,000 mikveh built in Pennyland Synagogue. And that's how it was built. Another story alongside that is, because we had a mikveh in Cardiff then, the very religious Jews from Stamford Hill and that area wanted to come to Cardiff on holidays, because they now had a place where the women, if necessary, could go to a mikveh. And they used to stay in the university halls in Teaquin Road. So the mikveh would be in Pennyland, so they just walked down from Teaquin Road to Pennyland, they're there. So they phoned me up and said, look, can I use your mikveh? You've got it there. And I said, one condition. I said, if you use it, and the men, the very religious men, they go to the mikveh every morning before they pray. Must remember. I said, on condition that you don't make it dirty, you don't use all the towels, and you leave it in a good condition after you've been there. Because, I said, I'll have to bring in the caretaker to let you in, and he's going to have to clean it up. And he's not going to be very pleased if he's got to clear up a mess from you. They said, don't worry, doctor, we'll do it. And of course, what happened? They come and they actually trashed the place. It was terrible. So we cleared it up, we paid the caretaker extra, and then the next year they phone up and they say, we're here, it's Rabbi so-and-so, can we use your mikveh again? I said, no. And he said, what, no? I said, no. I said, because you totally trashed it last year, and we'll lose our caretaker if you come again the way you behaved. He said, really, doctor? I said, yes, really. I said, and also you didn't give a penny to the caretaker for coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning and clearing up your mess there. So that was the end of it. The next day I get a phone call from the police saying, doctor, can you do something? We got a group of religious Jews jumping into Roath Park Lake and people going into work are stopping to watch them. So they had to use the vicar again.